guess I'll just start by asking you here. It sounds like you're staying in the starting lineup. What are your thoughts on being able to kind of remain in that role after Saturday?
It's pretty exciting. You know, I'm just probably I'm just going to keep playing hard just like I've been doing. And whether I'm coming off the bench or just starting, I mean, I'm going to bring the same type of energy every time I come in the game.
I know you guys got the win last Saturday, but when you're going up against a team like Clemson that's made that tournament the last few years and has built a reputation as a decent squad, what could a win over a team like that do for your confidence and this team's confidence just going forward?
I think it just shows, you know, how, I mean, getting a win like that, it would show, you know, what we've done to, you know, overcome what we've had the last two games. So I think, you know, we're all pretty fired up about playing Clemson and, you know, what type of squad they are, knowing that they went to the NCAA tournament 4 years in a row. So you know, we believe in each other, and I think as a team we're pretty excited.
What are the areas that you're noticing that maybe you guys could be improving at here over the course of these next few weeks that maybe hasn't been there so far?
I think just staying consistent, with how we play offensively, and I think staying consistent, you know, what we do defensively also, because, you know, they've been we've been letting their top guys or guys score willingly. So you know, we're gonna you know, get together and we're gonna play together, you know, as one on defense.
I guess could you elaborate a little bit on the whole thing with allowing their top guys to get going? It seems like it doesn't matter what position it is. It just kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy whoever's, you know, guarding the top guy, just that it's his job instead of, you know, and collectively it's all our jobs to, you know, contain him, make sure he does not get to the basket. And, you know, we didn't do that with Gaines and, you know, Campbell, their player, Harris, and McDermott. So I think that we need to, you know, give that guy respect, but also at the same time know that he's not going to score, and that needs to be our goal.
Now, what about offensively? Because you mentioned that there could be some consistency there. What are some of the things you're looking for?
I think last game we had problems moving. We had a lot of guys standing. I think that just, you know, collectively that doesn't help you keep going on offense. I think, I mean, last game we had the game up to 16. We need to get up to 20, you know, 22, 30, instead of, you know, going back to 10 and then, you know, 5 and 3 where, you know, they came back and stuff like that. So
you talked about defensively the other team's top guy kind of killing you, even if you guys are kind of keying in on him.
Yeah.
Has there been anything else, though, defensively that has been, so you had to look at tape, anything else that sticks out as to maybe why?
I think we're just getting, you know, physically, we're just getting, you know, out toughing on rebounds. Their guys are just pushing us under, and we, you know, we don't really fight back that much. So that's what coach has been talking about. We've watched on tape, and I think, you know, we know that what we have to do, getting rebounds and stuff like that.